Well, hey, good morning. Welcome home to Cassidy. My name is Stephen Mitchell, and it is awesome to be here with you, to be able to celebrate all that God is continuing to do in this community of faith, in this group of folks that God has called us to be radical in our love of others, in our care for others and our community, in the way that we relentlessly pursue the one. And so we last year, if you don't know, last year we started the One Initiative. It started the Sunday after Easter, which is actually a couple of weeks from now for a full year. But we don't care because we're going to crush it. We've been using the One Initiative to light light bulbs to say whether or not we are, it's our scoreboard is really what it was. It's not about the lights, it's about the people. But it is a way that we can say, hey, we are doing something for Jesus. We have baptized people. We have shared God's love. We have made a difference in community. And we've made a difference in our world. And so each one of those things became a light bulb. And friends, our pursuit of the one that is far from God has been amazing. And it has led to some amazing things because we got to see some of that last weekend. If you're brand new here first, I just wanted to say you're welcome here. We're excited to have you with us, whether you're joining us online or in person. Thanks for being here with us. And we're celebrating because God has been doing some powerful things. Last week, if you weren't here, you didn't get to see all of the people that were here. We had people coming out of our ears. It was amazing. We had people that were welcoming people. We had folks in the parking lot with vests on. We had people driving golf carts, getting people across the road. We had over 350 people in worship. We had extra volunteers. We had more greeters. We had more helpers because we want people to feel welcome. We want them to know the love and grace that Jesus offers, and we want them to be able to experience that in us. We want to share that with others because we believe that it's important. And I know from experience just how great it is to have that moment when you feel special. When I used to be employed in the IT world, I worked for this company that's headquarters was in Israel. And so I would fly two or three times a year over to Israel. And this was when TWA was still an airline, so it's been a minute. But I flew twice internationally, and that qualified me, friends, for the TWA Ambassadors Club. Yeah, I felt awesome because you would go into the airport and you could go to the TWA Ambassadors Lounge. And they were like, oh, Mr. Mitchell, we're so glad you're here. And I was like, yeah, you are, because I'm awesome. It made me feel like a boss, like I was special in some way. What did I do? I traveled. That's it. I didn't do anything hard. I just got on an airplane, and they started treating me like I was special. It was amazing. Suzanne, Pastor Suzanne, is a member, a premier member. I don't want to neglect that. A premier member of the Holiday Inn Vacation Club. And you go and check in with her, and they have her name on the board. It's not in lights, which would be cooler, but her name is up there. You can have a little beverage and a snack while you're checking in. Like they bend over backwards. It's not like when you go to the hotel and they're like, name. They're excited to have you with them. It's the white glove treatment. And honestly, it doesn't take much for me to feel good like that. It doesn't take a whole lot. I love going to Starbucks. Every Tuesday, I go to Starbucks. I have in the morning at 9 a.m., we have like an accountability group. We meet at Starbucks on Tuesday. I walk into Starbucks, and they're like, hey, Steve, how are you? I'm like, I'm great. Thanks for knowing my name. It's awesome. But this last week, I left my laptop bag there, and I drove off. And they didn't go through my bag to figure out who it was. No, they just called the church. They knew who it was. And I was like, yeah, that's awesome. They know who I am. Yes, I'm an idiot because I left my laptop at Starbucks. But at least they knew who I was. And they made me feel like they cared. We all like to feel welcomed. And most of you, when I'm going through that litany of different things that make you feel special, you remember a time when you felt special and welcomed. And I hope one of those memories was when you visited or attended here. Because we go out of our way to make you know that you're welcome here. This isn't by accident, it's intentional. And over the past year, We have taken on this new initiative called One. So this scoreboard that we use to see how we're doing, and we use that to say, hey, we're going to intentionally go after the folks that are outside of community, folks that don't know Jesus, and we're doing an amazing job. We are really, I can't toot our horn even more than possible. From last Easter to this Easter, we had 37% more people in 1 year. While numbers are not the only indicator of how we're doing, it is an indicator. And today we have 5 confirmation students that are going to be confirmed. One is out of town, so we'll do that in a couple of weeks. We have had more baptisms. We have more people in Bible study classes. We have more folks in youth and children's ministry. We have more people serving. And we've provided over 50,000 meals through Care to Learn. We've provided over $5,000 to least of these, which in Suzanne's language, that's $50,000 of money for least of these. We've provided tons of canned food to them as well. We've helped to build 4 houses in Juarez, Mexico, when we were just hoping that we could build one. And we were able to raise enough funds to build 4 houses. And when Jesus was asked if he was really the Messiah, he gave examples of what he was doing. He said, the lame are walking, the blind see, the dead are raised, the good news is preached to the poor. And so when somebody asks you, well, what is Cassidy doing for Jesus? We have an answer. Come and see what God is doing at Cassidy. We are making a difference in our community. We're making a difference in our faith community and in the community at large. All because we decided to take action on Jesus' words. Jesus said this, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others on the hills and go out to search for the one that is lost? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he will rejoice over it more than over the 99 that didn't wander away. In the same way, it is not my Heavenly Father's will that even one of these little ones should perish. And if that's the case, then we have a job to do. This month, we're going to be looking at more ways that we can be chasing after the one, that we can be pursuing God, that we can be looking to find new ways to make a difference in our community so that we can love people where they are and share Jesus with them. And today we're starting that by saying, hey, it's important first and foremost to welcome one another into a relationship with Christ. And so what does it mean to welcome someone into this relationship? Friends, it means making room for them. It means getting to know them. It means doing life right alongside them. Romans tells us this, accept one another then just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. The truth is, you did not simply accept Jesus. Jesus accepted you into his body, into the body of the church, into the life of this community of faith, and into a mission and ministry so that we can make a difference in this world. And today, we have the privilege of having 7 baptisms. We have a couple of renewals. We have 2 at the 2 services we're doing. We're doing 7 folks are joining the church today. And we also have 5 confirmands that are being commissioned and confirmed. We said last year that we wanted to do 100 things for Jesus. We wanted to light 100 light bulbs. And for those interested in the numbers, that's going to be 22 additional light bulbs for our one sign over the course of today. 22 additional things. And if you're paying attention, if you've noticed the sign, there are only 13 lights that were missing or incomplete before today. And so that means that as of today, we're going to have all of the lights lit. And some of you have noticed that the light bulbs weren't there, and we're like, I need to fix that. I don't know why your lights are out. Can we replace those? It was intentional. But if you catch that, that means that we're lighting all of the lights today. So for this month, after today, all of those light bulbs are going to be lit, and we're going to leave that for a month, and then we're starting over. Why? Because we have work to do, and Jesus says, I know that you are going to do even greater things than that you already have. We've done 100 impactful things to build God's kingdom in less than a year. We have 2 weeks left if we were going by the calendar date. And some of you are here today because we started this one initiative. Some of you are here today because people put your name on a prayer list so that we could be praying for you to come into relationship with God. We prayed for you and we shared life with you. And so welcome home. I am so glad that you have chosen to be a part of this community. And if you're looking around and you're thinking, man, I don't know everyone and I don't like it between the two services. I don't know who these certain people are. I just want you to remember how much you liked it when we made room for you. And I want to encourage you, hey, let's start meeting people. If you're feeling like you don't know people, go up to somebody and be like, hey, excuse me, I don't know you, and I would love to get to know you. Jesus wants us to be in this community, in this relationship. And Jesus didn't abandon the 99 sheep. He put them in a place of green pasture where they could graze and they could grow. And that's what we're doing. Right? We are grazing and growing so that we can keep going for the least and the lost. Jesus says, the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. And this is what we're after. This is who we are. This is our job that God has given to us. Not to convert people, but to share love and life with people. This is our hope so that we can let people know the radical love and grace that is Jesus Christ. We want to meet people where they are and journey together toward Jesus. And we can't do that without welcoming people into community, without being intentional about loving people, without being a purposeful people that are going after the people that God knows need his love and grace, which is everybody, if you didn't know that. Jesus is doing something powerful here at Cassidy. And you can tell, not just because of the numbers, but because of the excitement people are feeling when they come to church and when they're part of this community and when they're talking about this thing that we're doing, that God is doing in and through us with their friends, and when we go into the world sharing love and grace. We're not waiting for a movement from God. Friends, we are experiencing it. God is moving powerfully in this community, and we're making a difference in this world because of our love of Jesus. And we can allow the gift of Jesus to transform us, to transform our lives, and to change us more and more into the image of God. And we can do that by sharing love and grace. So truly, what can you do? What can you do to make a difference? What can you do to be the difference? Welcome others into the family of God as Christ welcomed you. Welcome others so that they might know who Jesus is, so that they might feel welcome, so that they might find a home in this community, because that's what we're after. We're not putting barriers for entry. We're inviting everybody to come and be a part of what God is doing. We're making a difference for the kingdom of God right here in this moment. So keep building. Keep growing and keep going for Jesus, welcoming others into the family of God as Christ has welcomed us. Amen? This is going to be a quick one, friends, because we got lots of stuff we get to do today. So let's pray, and then we'll move right along. God, we just thank you for the gift that you have given us in Jesus, for the hope and the promise that you offer to us, and for the way that you share life with us. God, I just pray that in this moment, you would surround us with the power and the presence of your Holy Spirit, that we would know that we are welcome here, not because of the individuals that welcome, but because you are welcoming us. And help us each to reflect that welcome and that hope so that others might know the love that we have for you and the love that you have for each and every one of your children here on earth. We pray this in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. Amen.